Well, we are back. I am Andrew Langer in for Steve Gruber today. So very happy that I could join you and that you can join me here on the show today. Going to bring our guest on. His name is Steve Hayes. He's a tax lawyer and the president of FairTax.org. And listen, Steve, before we get into the tax gap situation, I have been talking about the issue of the weaponization of the IRS with regards to this Matt Taibbi case. And one of the things that I said was, well, one of the benefits of a fair tax is that you get rid of the IRS bureaucracy or a huge bound of the IRS bureaucracy so that they can't start harassing people who might be criticizing the executive branch. What are your thoughts on this?
Absolutely. One of the biggest problems with the whole system is that it's set up now to control. You know, initially it was to raise money and they had all sorts of things that were maybe not this type of control, but today it's to use control of other people, meaning people who do not agree with the establishment or whoever's in power. And so with the fair tax, which is a national retail sales tax, you don't have a form you file for them to check on. You don't have a situation where they can come and say, Andrew, we found some suspicious activity in your PayPal account. You actually have showed that you sold three couches for $1,800, and you didn't report it as income. They can't really say that because there is no form to file. There's no income tax. You can make as much income as you want. It's all in your control because you're taxed when you spend for new retail goods and services. So, yes, this would be a thing of the past. And it's the sooner the better, Andrew.
Right. It's a situation, you know, as I'm sort of sitting here in my head, because, you know, one of the things long before we were talking about the Matt Taibbi case, we were talking about this issue of the IRS wanting to drill down, or Democrats wanting to drill down into any kind of income in places like Venmo or Cash App or what have you.
Right.
You know, in excess of what was it? It was $600 cumulative.
$600.
And it wasn't even about sort of, it wasn't just about income, right? So I have daughters who are in college, and when they go out with friends, they will spend their money, and sometimes, you know, their friends will Venmo them or Cash App them, you know,
right,
to reimburse them for something. The IRS wants to, and the folks who are pushing this, they want to count that as income, even though it's not really income because they're just getting reimbursed for what they did. This gets at that, obviously, doesn't it?
Totally.
Yeah.
And it's all gone if you go to a fair tax. But what it is, and this is the only thing I can say, you've got $1 trillion of evasion of taxes that aren't paid. The IRS people are being told to collect that money. So therefore, this is one of their attempts to start collecting some of the money. Now that you're talking maybe collecting, what, an extra $500 million in taxes, not anywhere
right,
like the trillion, but it's because that's what they've been told by Congress.
Yes.
Congress uses them as an excuse. So they're the tar baby, so to speak. They're the ones we all hate. But the people pulling the strings are in Congress and the administration. And that's really the culprit here.
So,
the Peterson Foundation, Peterson Foundation, did a study and they said, well, we're going to have $80 billion more to the IRS. We're going to have more of these tax cheats cost. And their projected recovery net of the cost, additional cost to fund the IRS, was $100 billion over 10 years.
Yes.
It'll be $10 trillion in 10 years. So they've saved us, you know, a fraction of maybe 1%
sure,
of evasion by tormenting people like your daughter, you and I, and anyone else, because it doesn't matter whether you're black, white, you know, Hispanic, liberal, conservative, they are going to be coming out trying to, in the old cartoon, hold you upside down and shake you to get those coins out of your pocket.
Well,
because that's what they've been told to do.
And it's just it, right? But we know that with this hiring or this projected hiring of 87,000 new IRS employees, they say they're only going to go after the big fish. But we've seen the examples, right? The one example that we saw was we're going to go after a guy in a landscaping company for misreporting the income that he paid on, you know, for buying a truck. I mean, that's what they're going to go after. It's small businesses, right? The backbone of the economy. They're already facing a massive regulatory crunch. So you know, now they're going to face this kind of a crunch here. This is there's an economic. I guess it's not just about the issue of the $10 billion a year, right, versus $1 trillion that they're losing. But it's also the impact on the small business and the small businesses able to do their jobs, right? Isn't it?
It totally is. And it's one of the problems with the present system that has been the problem for a long time. It's just really catching up with us, is it punishes those small business in a way that is totally not the same for a large business, because the small business person probably uses TurboTax in many cases to do their taxes, or they use a service of some kind. And a corporation may have 50 tax lawyers and tax accountants working for them. They frankly don't care how complicated it gets. They don't care what happens, because they have the resources to fight it. And frankly, it's job security for them, because small businesses, the more they have to spend time complying with regulations and tax rules, the less time they have to compete. It's tragic. But it's what we have in this country now.
So real quick, because I think folks need to understand. Now, I'm going to tell you, I honestly, Steve, I've been agnostic. I've been a fan of a flat tax. I've been a fan of a fair tax. I'm a fan of any system that's different from the one that we have now, that just seems to, you know, lead to abuse of power. But talk about the sort of the in terms of the amount of taxes that people pay, the common people pay. There's not a whole heck of a lot of difference in terms of the daily, weekly, monthly, annual expenditures of people in terms of their tax burden between the flat tax.
Well, we're getting rid of the bureaucracy, but we're also transferring power, when you think about it, from the federal government to the people. Because now, Andrew, your daughter, you and I, everybody listening to you, we get to decide how much tax we pay by how much we spend and on what we spend. Because if we buy a used item, we don't pay the fair tax. If we buy a new item, we do. We get to choose. It's not some bureaucrat in D.C. that came up with an idea to tax your Venmo sales. It's actually you that decide what you're going to do, what you're going to pay tax on, and there is a prebate built in.
Yep.
So I can show you mathematically, a family of four making $40,000 a year has more spendable income under the fair tax than they do under the present system. So, frankly, it gives power back to the people. We control it. But the thing that D.C. hates the most, Andrew, is that they no longer can hide the true cost of government, as they do now by including it in corporate prices. You know, prices we buy all have taxes in, by having Social Security on one side and having the income tax on the other. All that's gone. We fund Social Security, we fund the government totally through a sales tax, and every single person in this country who consumes will see the cost of government every day, and that scares them. You want to see them turn white?
Steve, unfortunately, we got to leave it there. The website is fairtax.org. I appreciate it, good sir. I'm Andrew.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution in cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Well,
the Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.